And then you see that so his Baruch Hu was with him the whole time.
Not only there with him, helping him, aiding him, planning, mamas, orchestrating the Yeshua, the Geula, every mikra that he had to go through, which he thought was mikra, every prat, every mitzvah, every matzim, was all one big binyan to bring the Geula and the Yeshua for the person himself. Brings him such avod, such closeness to the Melech Machia Amlocham HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he sees was with him. And I said last week, when I gave Hakdamah, when he came to Yitzhak Gildevsky, that's what Klai Yisrael, they said, Shira Bayamsev on the Shiva Mitzrayim, with such a Shira of Micha Moicha Be'ilma Hashem. The Gemara says, Micha Moicha Be'ilma Hashem. They were able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a Hanhaga of being quiet. But he's there, he's watching. Some went down to Kash, Kaferes, Ken. The Rishoyim, the Mitzrayim that were worse, suffered more. Give a look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu notices everything in Golos. And he's planning and preparing the Geula. It brings an unbelievable ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But more so, says the Kolboy. They were able to be mizbayin in the Avas Hashem, in the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they returned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through davening to him, tainis, 3 days fasting, 3 days davening with the Tilei Kishol Beis Rabbah. When a person davens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to let you see through those charakim. You'll be zayin. You're going to be able to see the whole picture, even in Golos. The Slonim Rebbe and Sivah Shalom writes, that's why the Megillah doesn't end with Binyan Beis HaMikdash, because that's not the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is the chizik that is the Meitzitz Ben HaCharakim. It's only a Hanhogah that's the Ponim. But to know in Choshech, he writes, that's why it's the only Yom Tov that won't become Bachel. Who's going to need the other Yom Tov and the Nisim Geluyim that we had? We don't need that when Mashiach is going to come. We're going to have greater Nisim. So we're not going to have to get our emunah, chizik and emunah, in the Nisim. It's going to be tawful. We're going to see greater miracles than Yitzias Mitzrayim. But this Nes is not a Nes. This is to show the Hanhaga that in Choshev, all the Golosim in the past were one Hakhana, one preparation. We don't see it, we don't realize. With all Nisim Nisim, we're going to notice. We're going to see that and sing then. They always say over, G'day Yeshua, the fact that Rabbi writes, in order to die young, the Oz Yosha Mikan, the Tchias Amesa Ben HaTorah, Oz El Loshan Osid. Why after the remnants of Tchias Amesa by Shira Loss of Lavai? And he writes, Parshas Bishalach, he writes, they set Shira by Yamsuf only on the present Golos of Mitzrayim, being redeemed from. The Mesalevi's Mabai, the Eagles said on the Tzoros, they saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking care of them, like I told you before, Bichamecha Bilma Mashav. When Mashiach is going to come, forget about the Nisim. We're going to see how much the Eivishtu was always with us, how much he loved us, how much he took care of us, and all the gods and all the Matzah of Chayshev. We're going to be able to see how it was all a binyan to lead up to the Gula, to the Yeshua. And we're going to say that's going to be the ultimate Shira of all the gods. Oz! That's when Betchis HaMesa, we're going to be able to say Shira in every gods, the present gods. Gods Yishmael that we're suffering from. Gods Yishmael. And we heard a tragic story this week. The week before Purim, in Eretz Yisrael, that happened. Golos, Edoim, all the Golos there. We're going to be able to see how the Rebbeinu Shalom was there preparing. How the Rebbeinu Shalom was mamish, giving mamish nisim, like he did by Mordechai v'Esther. But we have to turn to him first. We have to daven to him like Mordechai v'Esther fasted and gathered plans to hold it to Nefesh Shabbos Rabban. You have to look through, the Eivishter is the Meitzitz. And you have to see him in Golos, in the Choshev. You have to be disappointed to say that it's not Mikra, that it's all Nisim, it's Yad Hashem. And return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Tefillah, through Tshuva. Zok to Kolboy, that's Tainis Hester. Tainis Hester is not, we had the Gula already. We had already Yeshua from Homer, after Mamolik. We was there for the Kibu V'Kiblu. Why don't we probably get a Tainis like it was before, but even a half of what that happened then? To show us Levitin, we're still in Golos. To show us the key how to get out of this Golos. To show us the key how to be mizboinen and to see the Yad Hashem even in the Choshech. Take your chizik from them, from Mordechai v'Esther. What did they do in those 3 days? They fasted, they davened, they turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were able to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the remove, even though this has to part him, and to be able to focus and see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Look through the Charakim, you'll see him. You'll see Nisim as well. You'll see the Bari Oila. But you have to be a Mizboinim through Tefillah, through Kerechni. Today's a Chizik. Says the Kobe, today's not a day of Tzad. Today is a day of Simcha. That we could do the same. the same way they did it then. Purim, Avadu, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim that he showed us in Golos. We say Hallel tomorrow. Tomorrow is not going to Hallel. Hallel, he's not a part of the Nisim. We say Hallel, the Gemara wants to know, Kavavayma, when they left, Mamash me'abdus acheres, me'misa l'chaim, where's the Hallel? Kriyasa zui hilul. The Kriyasa Megillah is the Hallel. In fact, I've said it over many years, there's a Shari Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch that he brings down what happens if Nebuch, you're in a city that has no Megillah, and you're not going to hear Kriyasa Megillah? You're not going to be right? Maybe you should say how according, there's two Tirutim from the Gemara. Maybe according to this Teretz, you should say how. He brings a machloikas. But we know the halacha, even if, you know, if the guy's going to say a bracha on how when he had no Kriyasa Megillah, it's an emes a bracha levatal. It's not from the Yudkes Yomim, it's not even from the days of Minig. Havas nisht. And the Velt says over, you have to be medayat losh na Gemara. The Chiyuv is not halal mitzri, that we say. Kriyasa! There's only one type of halal that you say on Purim. The Kriyas HaMegillah, the Kahala. Kriyas HaHalal Mitzri, but the Nisim Guluyim, the Tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, the Kriyas Yamsev, that won't touch up the Yom Tov, the Gula of Purim. It happened with Teich HaEster. There's only one type of halal that thanks to the Ribbono Shel Olam for the Yom Tov Purim. Kriyas HaMegillah, you don't even see the Shem HaShem. Kriyas HaMegillah, that if you learn it B'Shittiyas, you don't see Nisim. You see Mikrim, he got upset. He got angry. He was protect Shikris. He killed his wife as they came in. You don't see Mamish Klor. Kriyasa is the only oifel akiyum how you could say how on Purim. Kriyas HaMegillah. That's what every word is Mahakas says the going. Bidafka, that's the only type of halal. We're going to come into Purim tomorrow. People are going to demonstrate this simcha that Purim represents, but they don't realize how we got to it. Avadah is a mitzvah reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us in Golos. But it only comes if we take the first step by being mizboinen to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Golos, to daven to him, to talk to him. Talk to the Marielam! Daven! Look through the Charakim! The Velt says over Kol HaKoshi, Yad Noisim Leh, which is the Yerushalmi, that means Mois Tzedakah. Many hold that it means Matanas Nabiyonim. I said again, the Chaim Kariyevsky, Shlit and Paskins, that Kol HaPoishi Yad Noisim Leh is not a Chumra Zekula. The Velt learns Kol HaPoishi Yad Noisim Leh, anybody opens up his hand, the shreds that you have to give him. The other things you have to give a person. It's a nice thing to give. But he says it means a Kula, that you're Yoitza Matonis Levyonim, even though you don't check out the person to know if he's the only hope. So Kol HaPoishi Yad Noisim Leh, you can be Mekai and Matonis Levyonim. A whole year it's a doctor, and then she's a rabbi. Maybe he's not an Oni, maybe he's not an Evian. Even the Purim Evian toys with a Dava. It's a cool. But in Heligus Forum, they take this Lashon of the Yerushalmi, that Pashtus is going on Tzedakah. Anybody who turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Purim is nice to him. He has his, he's going to be answered. What's meant? Anybody who davening? What kind of davening? It has to be the davening like it was then, the 3 days before. That they knew they were in a massive of tchak, there's nobody else to turn to. Only the Bar Yoilam. We are stuck. We can't get out of it. When you look at Golos like that, there's no Rebach anywhere. Yeah, Moshe said, Rebach Batzol Yamal Yehudu Makamacha. When a person davens that way, he can do anything, even in Golos. Even without him, he's a Middash. The Rebbeinu Shem is going to come to him and show him. Your Davish is a Maitis Menacharakim. The way you're going to be able to see through the cracks, the peeps of the hole, is by davening in such a oifer. I'm going to share with you a famous chazal that we know, which gives chizik and what kind of davening it's all about. The Briskarov says this is the whole Yom Tov Purim. I know people don't look at it in the aspect of tefillah. Yoina, when he didn't want to give them musa, we know what happened. He was swallowed by the dog. He was swallowed by a dog zafer or a dog on a cave. Anybody knows? Zafer. Zafer. What happened later?
Switched to
an cave. Yeah. He was at first in the fish for 3 days. Did he daven? It says later on, possibly Basil, but did he start it out? Did he daven right away? He was swallowed up in the fish, and that's so geschmack. And the Eivishter saw that he's not getting anywhere with him. He's not moving. What do you mean? So the Eivishter made him, the zafer, threw him out, spit him out, And a caver took him. And then he started to die. Why did he stop talking when he was in a caver?
He was pregnant.
Oh. So Rashi in Yoina. Rashi says, while he was in the dog, Zohar, there was a lot of room. But then, unless he was in the Leviathan, a lot of Rebbe. He could take walks, yeah? I guess I'm bringing. There was room. Not so tight. So he didn't bother it. When he went into the Nekeva, the Nekeva was pregnant with many Ubrim Shteta. So there was no room for him. It was tight. He was squashed. Oh, did he start davening? He had to leave. Frek the Baal, Frek the Baal, what's this? He's never swallowed. He can't get out. He could die any minute. He can't get home. But there's room. He could relax. He could break. He could take a coffee break, start walking around. It's a big ocean. Yeah. I saw in a sefer of Eliyahu Diskin, Shlita, he says, come out, it's like both of his matters for him in the Leviathan. He has room. He's not pressured. He doesn't have room. What's that to him? He davened. But the way he davened is, the first minute that he was in there, it was interesting. He's looking around. I can daven in another 2 minutes from now. If you don't feel the sakana by the minute, that it's pikuach nefesh this second, I'll daven in 5 minutes. He got to the Nekeva Daga, he was so squashed, he couldn't breathe. That second, oh, did he start crying? Koilus, Tzarkus, Nebarisha, get me out of here. Where do we see this concept? Every Yom Kippur when there was a Kohen Gadol. He went to the Kachem once a year and he davened. What did he daven for? Tefila Ketzara. Too long, the items, and he get nervous. He's not coming out. Who knows what happened there? We're not going to have the Kapart. What was part of his major? Today we were davening Parnasa. So many things that we need today. Shadokim Gizun. What did he daven for? Shalei Karnes Tafanach HaWat. Tefilas Oivrei Drachim. Pour it. No, Mishalma Parnas was saying we should daven that it shouldn't rain tomorrow. Mazakta, okay, it should be easier for Klai Yisrael. So Purim, there's people walking in the street with Mishloach Manas, no umbrella, nowhere to run. The Baal Shem let the rain stop. They needed the rain. There was a drought. No rain then was worse than now. No food, nothing. No panos, they're gone. Crops, everything is going to go mamish lehezek. Kohen Gadol, Yevik Purim, that's what he's thinking about. The Baal Shem, Klai Yisrael, the world needs rain, and he's going to be stuck in the rain. Is he Rabbi Yisrael Salanta? Is he the Chavetz Chaim? Apostle Yid. It's walking, gets stuck in the rain with an umbrella, and he's going to start screaming at his Baruch Hu. When Klai Yisrael, who davened for rain, with Tzadikim, Besig Efrek, Yena Yid that's stuck in the rain also davened for rain last week. He's also part of, he also needs part of. When they made a Tainis, Batsiris Kshay, he also davened. He also cried. But now he's going to be stuck in the rain. He's going to daven the Baruch and let it stop. Don't listen to him. That's the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. How do we understand it? And the answer is the Baal Musa say the same aside. He davened last week also for rain. Can you imagine if there's a drought? When you go to shul, how do you daven them if they fast? Well, Hashem, we still have lunch and supper for the next 4 days. So it's not for the minute. You don't feel the pressure, the sakana, today. You daven, but not the same way. Like today is mamish the sakana, the fucking kuchen nefesh. Life and death. The guy that's in the street, that's stuck, that has nowhere to cover himself. And his mamash, there's nowhere to go, and it's pouring. He feels lost. This second. Not tomorrow. Not in an hour. He davens. Mit die ganze Herz. With tzarkis. He could be a plain person. Anybody who davens. Who means it. Mamash with emunah, salad emunah, betochen, and the Rebbeinu Shel Makabel, and the Tefillah Meyalah, from the notes. Mamash. You know why? Because he knows he has nobody else to rely on. Only after the Baruch. What do we say every day in a Semach David? Ki lishu asko ki vinu kala yoyim. I found it in Tzfar, all the Mekubot, all the Babi Kabbalah, from Doyer's back. Mekubot, all the Mekubalim write, and if somebody is Mechavad ki deboy, that only to peace of Yeshua, God, you should have in mind, that ki lishu asko ki vinu kala yoyim. But if a person is Mechavad ki deboy, when he says ki lishu asko ki vinu kala yoyim, muftuch loy. Davis is going to answer his feeling. Muftachlo. And I found that one of the Kabbalah he writes that he was a few times in a matzav of Tzara, doesn't write what, and he was mechaven by Kilishu Wasra